Quebec's language watchdog is prepping for a new secret shopper survey to see what percentage of businesses greet customers in French. Earlier today, the Gazette reported that the OQLF is paying $350,000 for a private firm to complete the exercise. The last one took place in 2023. The undercover operation will take place in just shy of 8,000 stores across the province, about half of which will be in Montreal, concentrated in more Anglophone parts of the city. This comes on top of the 1,200 inspections of businesses' signage in the 2025-26 fiscal year, an operation the OQLF said was necessary to account for rule changes under Bill 96. The office's budget has more than doubled since François Legault took office, and its operations have increased steadily since then as well. The government says these measures are needed to combat a decline in the French language, but business owners and members of Quebec's English-speaking community say the inspections aren't solving a real problem. CKUT was joined by Eva Ludwig of Talk, an association representing the English-speaking community in Quebec, to discuss. Here's our conversation. How did you feel hearing the news come out today?
Well, my immediate reaction was, oh my God, we could use that money so much better with our hospitals and our schools. It is a superficial study focusing on a fleeting greeting when somebody walks into a shop, and really it does not measure or demonstrate the strength of the French language, which we think is important to protect and to promote, but we don't believe that this is the way to do it.
So the OQLF says, you know, they obviously think it's important to do these exercises. They say it helps map the use of French in Quebec. And if you look at their data, they say if you look at the island of Montreal, these French language greetings fell about 13 percentage points between 2010 and 2014, from 84% to 71%. The government obviously thinks that's a problem. You say it's a superficial study. You know, looking at the numbers, why do you say that's not a real or representative picture of French in Montreal?
Well, first of all, there's one other important number, which is an OQLF number. That's 98% of the time French is available. Service in French is available. And that's what's important. The bonjour, hi, it doesn't really matter whether you say bonjour or you say bonjour, hi, as long as you greet the person. And obviously, the majority of English speakers live on the island of Montreal, as do many newcomers whose second language is English. But that does not mean they do not speak French or do not want to speak French and just need the time. It would be better served, I think, for all of Quebecers if this money was used, if not for health and education, then providing language courses for those who are on lists waiting to learn to speak French, and to support our education system where our children, our English-speaking children, go to, most of them go to immersion schools, rather than focusing on something that really doesn't reflect the health of the French language or the willingness of those who don't speak French to learn French.
Yeah, you mentioned the budget for the OQLF under the CAQ government. It's roughly doubled. In the past, the OQLF has done this type of inspection around once every 6 years. This time, it's only 3 years after the last one was done. Where are we at, would you say, now in terms of language politics in Quebec? Does this sort of increased power and money going to the OQLF, like, is that representative of, I guess, a broader shift that we've seen over the past 8 years in Quebec society?
Well, I think it's very much a part of the identity politics that has been the calling card of the CAQ government for the past 8 years. There's a new constitution that's in the works, Bill 1. That, too, it talks about collective rights, but minorities have always been protected in the past. Collective rights do not protect minority groups, whether they be English speakers, whether they be immigrants, whether they be First Nations, Indigenous groups. And very much in line with Bill 96, and it certainly seems politically motivated. We are going into an election. Is this a time to do these kind of things? And how are the results going to be used, and for what purpose? There's a lot of questions up there, and you know, it's it's almost normal to be a little cynical about it and wonder, why are we doing this now when we did it 3 years ago? And why are we doing it in the first place?
And as it is an election year, we have obviously the Liberal Party, who is not in favor of these measures, but, you know, it's not so clear for the PQ, who right now are the projected party to take power this fall. Obviously, a lot could change. What would you like in the lead up to this election, the conversation to be around the French language? What should we be focusing on?
Well, first of all, I think the big issue for all of us is the bread and butter issues. There's a huge deficit. There's a housing issue. Our hospitals are falling apart. Our school system needs money. This is what we are all concerned about, English speakers, French speakers, immigrant, non-immigrant. And those are the things that we should be focusing on. The French language is important, that we need to continue to support it, to promote it, no question about it, but not to use it as a political football, as has been the case in the past few years, and hopefully will not be the case in this election, but I have my doubts. Not sure where the PQ is going on. In very many cases, they support these policies and these bills and bonjour, hi, and go Habs go issues. You know, it's overkill in so many ways, and it also diminishes the importance of the French language, generally speaking.
You just heard Eva Ludwig of TALK, an association representing Quebec's English-speaking community, but an upcoming OQLF secret shopper campaign. When reached for comment, the OQLF said they needed the numbers for the next report to the Minister of the French Language in 2029, and that the study is not to take action against the businesses visited, which will not be identified in the report. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bugel with the Local Journalism Initiative.